Tuesday night, Wednesday into Thursday, showers and thunderstorms, some strong to severe. So take a breath and enjoy Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow, sunny, high in the 70s. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Hey, we're back, 9:37. 58 degrees right now, and clouds starting to move in on us here. It is Friday. The week drains out, and the month drains out. How do I know this? Because Brad Edwardson from Wapton Parks and Rec standing right across the counter from me. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Once a month, you come in and fill us in as to what's going on with Parks and Rec. And you are kind of loaded up for the month of June. You got a lot happening here.
We do, yep. That's when everything kicks off for our summer programs and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we spend most of May and part of April trying to get things lined up to have a smooth start, but it's still always a scramble to get it ready for the beginning of June.
Well, I'm sure, and then the more people you got lined up for all these events and the more kids you got too, I would imagine it gets to be even more of a challenge.
It is, yep. There's, we're going to switch up a little bit of programming. We have soccer that we used to run for 8 weeks. We're going to split that up and have a track season with that.
Okay.
Just to get some more kids involved in that. We'll have, all the regular ones, the baseball, the tennis, and play park we have, all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Park looks great. I love driving through there. It's, like you said, it's definitely nice and green with all the rain.
It is nice and green. It takes a lot of mowing, more mowing and trimming than we can handle right now. So,
well, what's happening? Catch us up here, Brad. What's going on in June?
All right, well, we're kicking June off with, even the end of May, I guess, with Blue Goose Days.
Yes.
Of course, Kathy and Tom been in and talked about that. Last night they had the amazing race. They did run things through, waited on some rain and stuff like that, but I think they got everything in.
Good.
And then we have tomorrow there will be the parade, of course, and then there will be vendors down at the zoo. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be down there, and then Sunday, Tal's birthday. So a lot of stuff lined up for the weekend. Get out and about in town and head down to the zoo and check out some of the vendors and check out the zoo. They got that looking nice, too. So
yeah, absolutely.
Look at that. And you'll be down there as well.
Right? Yeah, I'm going to be some crazy artist down there painting birds tomorrow.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So get down and see that. So then also tomorrow, June 1st, is our pitch hit and run. That'll be at John Randall Field. Sign-ups on our website. It starts at 9 a.m. Get the kids down there and participate in that. It's kind of a fun event. June 3rd is when, Monday, June 3rd is when all of our summer recreation programs start. So, like I mentioned earlier, we've got our baseball program will kick off. They'll be on different days. All that stuff is on our website. Our tennis lessons, soccer, and track, and then play park. We also have our play park is moving this year. It's going to be at Rosemead Chalet instead of at Langendorfer.
Okay.
And it's going to be set up a little bit more. Lisa Lehman runs that for us. It's going to be set up a little bit more to where they'll have a lot more activities that they're going to do, just structured activities. So it'll be a fun program. There's still time to sign up for that and get kiddos into there.
Good deal.
Also, our summer food service program starts. We'll be cooking the meals at the community center, distributing to... there'll be meals served at the community center. The library will have meals for lunch anyway. Breakfast and lunch at the community center, Stern Arena, and then down at the park at the Chalet. And then lunch only at the library.
Boy, what a great resource.
It is.
It really is.
It is a good program. It's for children all the way up to 19 years old can come in and get a meal. No charge, no restrictions on any of it. Just come on in and get a meal.
Wow.
We'll get that posted on our website also.
Okay.
The times and all that kind of stuff. We don't have all that. And on our Facebook page, so people can check out our Facebook page and our website to find out the times that we're going to be serving at those different places. And then June 5th, Music in the Park kicks off at the band shelter at 7:30. Our first... group is going to be the Musical Arts Club. They've performed a few, over the last few years, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think last year we missed them. It just got so full last year, we weren't able to fit them in. But This year we'll get him in, kicking it off. Typically, we get Tilford is in there, but he'll be in the second week, so that'll be fun. And that'll be posted on our Facebook. We'll have a schedule on our Facebook page and on the website so people can see who's on there. There's a sign, too, I think, on the way, on the one way going in.
Yes, there is. Yeah, I saw that the other night.
And then June 7th to the 9th, Wapton Post 20 is hosting a baseball tournament at John Randall Field. I don't have a lot of details on that. I know that Wapton Baseball Association has a Facebook page as well, so you can probably go on that and check out what the brackets look like and what times teams are playing.
Get more info, sure.
Yep. June 10th, the pool is going to open. I just drove through there this morning, and the main pool is full, so we're filling up the diving well right now. That should be done today sometime. And then we'll kick on the heaters, get it all set, and hopefully everything starts up. That's what we hope for every year.
Fingers crossed.
That everything goes well, yeah. So the 10th is when we're opening that up. And then June 28th, we have a Whopper 3-on-3 basketball tournament. That'll be down at the park at the multipurpose court. There's still available spots for that to sign up. Go to our website, WaptonParks.com, and you can get signed up in that. And then one last thing is that we do have a few openings yet for trimmers. Grass is growing like mad.
Need some help,
Some help. Yeah.
Okay. So they can just contact you at Wapton Parks and Rec. They can help out.
Yep, they can call in, or that's on our website as well. They can they can apply right online, and we'll get the applications and get them in for an interview and get them started.
Sounds great. Brad, always great to see you in here. Even though it is just once a month.
Good to be here. Yeah,
absolutely. Fun. You have a great month of June. We'll talk at the end of June about what's coming up in July.
We will.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. It's 9:43, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. I'm your little radio alarm clock, waking you up weekday mornings from 6 until 10. Hey, it's Dablo at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I'm drawing the line. A little sensitivity.